What an afternoon. Hundreds turned out to see Dixie start the relay in Brighouse. The weather held off too, with just a few spots of rain before the start. Many waited at the side of the road for their brollies. Others had a street party.
Chloe, I want you to tell me how excited it is.
So excited.
Tell me what you're doing here.
We're just having a cat party in the car park.
Yeah.
All our friends and family have come to watch the Olympic torch leap from here, so it's once in a lifetime. So it's been exciting.
Everyone's come out. I mean, it's been amazing watching everybody. I didn't even think this many people lived in Brighouse.
I didn't even know. You should see it in Brighouse. Apparently there's thousands. I think they've hijacked from other towns. I think that's where it is.
I'm feeling all right, very nervous right now. It's such a great atmosphere on the bus. All the torchbearers are on there. Not many left now because we're nearing the end of the stretch, but oh my God, it's been an amazing atmosphere. Some great inspirational people on there, some great stories. Everybody's well excited.
Loads of people out to see you. Dixie!
I know, this is awesome. And there's blue sky as well. Brighouse, make some noise!
Journey into Brighouse. Everyone's cheering him. He's actually waving and running at the same time. All the kids are running after him as well. What's it like to see Dixie with his torch?
Very amazing.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Fabulous. So much more than I was expecting. Really emotional. Filling up, it was terrible. But no, it's really, really fabulous.
In just under 15 minutes, Simon Brown will make his way down the street here. Lots of people have turned out to see him. The weather is holding off for the moment and we keep getting a little glimpse of the sunshine. Flags have been put up outside people's homes. School children in their uniforms have come out to watch before lessons. Well, I'm outside with Liz. Tell me what's going on. Little tea party, I believe.
Yeah, just an opportunity to invite neighbours and friends around, and we thought if we were going to be doing it at breakfast time, we'd have a breakfast party.
It's great because it's like the whole community's come together.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like an open house. You'd walk in and say hello.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, if we can't be like that, then it's a shame, isn't it?
So I can see Simon Brown now holding his torch, big smile on his face. Everyone's cheering him.
Absolutely amazing, yeah.
How are you feeling? Adrenaline going?
It's not something yet, I think, but when it does, it'll be amazing.
Are you Simon's mum?
I am.
Tell me how he's. You must be so proud.
Oh, God. When we were all here, it's amazing.
He even had tears in his eyes. I mean, he got a few words of wisdom from Dixie on breakfast this morning. He ran down. Everyone was waving and cheering at him.
He's absolutely brilliant. It really is. I've waited so long for this.
Just been having a walk along Pontefract Road here in Lundwood. Thousands have lined both sides of the road here. Children are cheering and waving their flags. Others have got their chairs out and some are eating a picnic. People are really embracing this. One of the torchbearers to do it is Tom Hacker. He lost both his parents to cancer and has raised money, tirelessly raised money, for cancer research.
It's just so much to take in. It's really good though. It's so well organised and it's going really well. Really enjoying it.
And everybody's turned out for you. I mean, how does that feel?
It's just great to see all my family just there waiting for me.
Very proud. Very, very proud.
It must mean a lot to you.
It does indeed. I wish that his mum and dad were here, but they're not. But very proud. Well deserving of what he's got.
So I'm still on Attercliff Common Road, where the torch has just been lit previously. All the crowds have dispersed now, have gone the separate ways back to work, or have followed the torch further up on the road. I'm with somebody now. What's your name?
I am Peter McFarlane.
Peter, and you just witnessed the torch coming past. How did that make you feel?
Oh, it was a great occasion. My wife was carrying the torch on this segment of the relay. She really enjoyed it. The crowd were great, and we're really grateful for everyone for turning out and making it a special occasion.
Oh, brilliant. I just witnessed that myself. And do you have anything to say to your wife?
Well, congratulations for everything that you've done. Really hope you enjoyed it today.
But you look very excitable to be carrying this torch soon. Why were you nominated then? What's the story?
I was nominated by my daughter just for being ordinary.
Oh,
just
wow.
For being a mum. taking people to sports things, for being with Hallowed Harriers, for helping run the football club, running football club that went into Ghana, being a nurse.
Well, I'm here in Hall Street in Doncaster, where there's a real party atmosphere waiting for the Olympic torch. There are thousands of people here already. This is one of the last places that the torch will come to here in Yorkshire. I'm here with Chris and Jane.